And Nicholas, do you not feel a little bit guilty that you just snuck out of your own Bible?
Honey child, that Bible study was turned into one big major gossip session, honey child. And they're all so fixated about, you know, your little theory about this Matthew Vest thing, honey child, being involved in the whoop-de-doo thing, honey. I had to make a substitute and get out of there, honey, because if we ain't talking about the Lord, I ain't bothering, you know?
But we're not talking about the Lord.
I know, honey child, but we're carrying on with this thing, because unlike them who did this, want to pick at the bones, I actually want to tell the truth of this part of later, honey child. Now, who is Matthew West? And not Matthew West, how they are kind of still fixated thinking it's the Christian singer, honey, sonny. I know it ain't him, honey. He ain't been playing those phonies games, honey. But who's Matthew West?
Now, you know Matthew West. He's been in the town for ages. I thought you knew everybody.
That Matthew West!
Yes.
Oh, the one that you used to date, like, well, years and years and years ago, beyond the sea, honey, before the land of time, before, you know, all that stuff.
Yes, Danny Prescott, but I'm not that old.
I'm just saying the same.
Well, Danny Prescott, you know how he did that little stunt when we broke up and all, set me on a blind date.
Oh, you mean with Billy?
Yes, and he knew about his past and all that sort of thing, and thought it would be a hilarious prank.
Well, honey, you showed him you're now married to the guy and have some lovely kids from him.
Indeed, but I feel this has Matthew's fingerprints all over it. Especially since he actually used to date her too.
Is he really that sad that he'll be doing all these games?
This is Matthew's territory and fingerprints on it. I can smell it.
Honey, you can't really smell fingerprints, love.
You get the point.
I understand, you know, I understand. Well, we gotta tell Emma the truth, because she ain't dating this Lyle kind of thing. We need to tell her the truth.
So, Nick Prescott, you don't know where she is.
Honey child, that's what I want you to know. Do you know where she is?
Well, no.
Well, we're all in the dark then.
Well, I don't think we all are, Nanny Prescott.
Oh, Pastor Kevin, how are you doing?
Well, I'm not too great, to be honest with you.
Oh, honey, your sermon wasn't that bad.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, honey child, I did see Anton Lavasco on the front wall was snoring away for dear life, honey child. And that Cindy Block with her bling hair, you know, all the dust, you know, all that sparkle in her hair and the glitz in the face, everyone was looking at her, honey child. I mean, she was adoring her so much, a bit too much, like a squeeze on it. Although she really looked nice, the people's attention more to her and her hair as opposed to your preaching. But they're new in town, love, they're new in town. So I wouldn't use as a barometer for your preaching. Keep preaching the gospel, child, because you're doing great. Keep going.
Well, anyway, that wasn't what I was sad about, but now I'm kind of weaker too.
Oh, fine, I don't want to make you even more sad. Well, now, why are you initially sad before I came and moved to life with Cindy and Antoine?
Well, I've been doing some marriage counselling with Blake and Hannah Cook.
Good, honey, John. They need it so much. Even now with their new baby boy, you know, Colin and all. But, you know, they've been up and down like a roller coaster now. Well, I had a lot of love, man. I'm not telling you.
Nanny Prescott, you don't need to tell me. I know all about it.
Well, okay, you tell me then.
Well, they've decided to go with a new counsellor.
New counsellor?
Yeah, he's called the counsellor, Mr. Craggs.
The Holy Spirit, like the counsellor?
No, Nanny Prescott. His name's Mr. Craggs.
Mr. Craggs? He sounds like a problem in the heaven. If your name's Mr. Craggs, honey, that's, it doesn't sound like you're going to patch out of my sounds like you're going to break a down.
Well, anyway, they said that they no longer needed my services.
Well, honey, it's not like you're fat. It's not like they were paying you or anything.
No, but I thought we were really making a breakthrough, and now they've gone off to this guy and his little marriage counselling empire. He just suddenly resurrected up here in Grasmere Valley.
It's an empire?
There's all sorts of classes.
Oh, and you feel you can't compete, you can't keep up, baby boy, lose your breath or something like that?
Well, in a matter of words, I suppose. But that wasn't the... Well, I'm fine other people stepping in certain cases, but I just... This thing doesn't sound right to me, to be honest, and it doesn't sound like they're getting biblical wisdom at all.
Sounds like going after the world, isn't it?
Sorry to interrupt, but what does that have to do with Emma Margot Roberts and her plight? You said you know where she was. Well, yes, he's there.
And you said counselling?
Yes, marriage counselling.
Marriage counselling. She ain't married to anybody. In fact, she actually isn't dating anybody.
Huh?
Honey, the dude that she thinks he's dating, he ain't dating.
Well, she's with someone there.
He's there?
I don't know. All I know is when Blake went to say that he no longer needed our services, that Emma was going there every single day to repair on her relationship.
Oh boy, we gotta go. No, we gotta go. Kevin, you use your pastor skills, we gotta go.
Wow.
Wow, this place is fancy. I mean, I love your office, Kevin, but this is like Wedgwood from nowhere.
It's a bit stale, isn't it?
Yeah, it does feel like a hospital, but I suppose they're mending hearts, supposedly.
Well, where is she?
Well, we gotta find her somewhere. Sounds like she's going here all the time, like Eddie Murphy's partying. Let's try this one.
Oh, hello, Nanny Prescott. Let's come together. Oh, let's all hug.
What are you doing, Blessy Bessy? Stop hugging me. Oh, now you're hugging Pastor Kevin. Oh, and what are you doing?
This is my new job.
Hugging people?
Yeah, I run the hugging section, because we're one big happy family, aren't we?
Excuse me for a second.
Joan Quag, until next week, keep hugging. Keep hugging. Joan's such a dear.
Yeah, oh dear, it's not like, what are you doing, love?
So my role is that I'm here to help you connect together as partners and friends. And so we turn the whole hour just hugging. Oh, I'm in heaven.
I feel like I'm in the opposite, to be honest. I mean, I love a hug, honey, yeah, but not from you, that's for sure.
Well, what are you doing here if you do not want my service and me to help mend your friendships and relationships?
Well, bless you, we're trying to find where Emma Margot is.
Oh, she is a problem case.
You're telling me, can you tell me where I can find the problem case?
I thought she had now a session about two doors down.
Oh, okay, we'll go to that before.
Oh, no, don't hug me again. Oh, but Nanny Prescott, hugging makes the world go round. Doesn't it write past the cure and it says that somewhere in the Bible? Ooh, hugging.
Bless it's a bit much.
Ooh!
I used to just prefer my hugs for my husband. Oh, that Billy. You really need to go here with your Billy. I think it might help your marriage real good to see Mr. Craggs.
No, we're doing pretty well, thank you.
Even with his background.
Yeah, we're doing great, thanks. Bye, bless me. Oh, stop hugging.
Ooh, they're literally now paying to just hug us to death.
It could be worse. She could be kissing us all.
That's true. She used to do that. We had to hold her kiss. And all the stuff that she says and teeth, anything but holy. Okay. Here we are. What's going on? Oh! Kevin Duck! Is that Cornish the cup? Whoa, Muck! Honey, put down the battering ram.
It's not a battering ram. I am just using my baton to let out the aggression.
Honey! Oh wow, the dummy literally looks like Roger Chicago. I don't blame him, he's trigonometry.
You mean trigonometry?
Whatever, honey, him sleeping with everyone and their mother. Honey, where is Emma Margaret? Stop with the hitting, okay? Hey, let's cut the hitting out, okay? You took out Laura too and Kevin. We ain't your husband, okay? We ain't the one running around town. And you've been through a lot, like a lot. But, honey, where in the world is Emma Margaret?
Well, she isn't here.
Okay, is she here at all? Stop! You let Miss Pepper Plot Playhouse with that thing. Don't wave that thing around. Be careful, can knock someone out. You know, people died in the olden times when things like that were just misplaced in people's eyes. Just gouging out of brains when they're
Nanny Prescott.
Oh, sorry. I don't want you to raise your anger and energy levels, but where can I find her?
Well, I last saw about two doors down.
Honey, not those two doors down. We just went there and we just got hugged to death by Blessy Bessy.
No, I meant the other two doors down. Oh, okay. Well, we'll see what we'll try there.
Well, thanks so much, Connor. You take... Stop swiping that thing! And oh my days, Miss Pepper Pot Players, you were too... Yeah, guys, we're gonna duck, crawl, get out of here before I'm assaulted. Oh my days.
So two doors.
Yeah, two doors. Not that two doors.
Yeah, Nanny Prescott. I got it.
Good pass again. You are not.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's all go in. Let's hope she's in here now.
Nanny Prescott, why are you screaming?
That wasn't me screaming.
That really sounds like you.
I ain't screaming.
Nanny Prescott, that really sounds like you screaming. To be honest, it's kind of hard to tell when. Her screeching stops and screams.
Honey, what was that screaming? That was not me screaming. My ears are still bleeding like Leona Lewis's love. Ah! Honey, who is it now? Who? Oh, it's Pa Daniels and Mrs. Perry. Goodness me, why are you screaming?
We're having screamo therapy.
Well, you want to try and get like some rock band or something like that, some heavy metal band?
No, it's to help release the anger.
Honey, that's what they said 2 rows down with Miss Pearl Playhouse and Cody Chicago wheeling around batons trying to hear everybody. Stop with the screaming, okay? What are you screaming about? What are you going to scream about?
Have you not seen the news about the ozone layer?
Oh, here you go, honey. You cannot stop cows from farting. It's called life, okay? I'm all for, you know, preserving things, honey. But sometimes you just gotta get a clue and realize where we are and laugh. Stop with the screaming, okay? Oh, I was screaming. You don't want it.
I think we get it anyway.
No, we need a family. Emma. Do you know what Emma Margo is?
Who's Emma Margo?
Well, honey, she's got a lot of problems, love. My problem is I don't know where this girl's at. Where is she?
Oh, the belly dancer air hostess. You know, she's part of the problem.
What do you mean?
Well, she works for an airplane.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, it's not very environmentally friendly.
I'm not so screaming about helping either, to be honest. Ah, stop it! Okay, stop with the screaming. And Mrs. Powell, why are you here? You don't even have a... I mean, neither of you have a husband.
Well, my husband left me.
I know, and then got hit by a car years ago.
Well, I still got a process of...
Honey, I know, but this isn't helping. You're panicked already, love. Like, this ain't helping your anxiety whatsoever. Nor is it helping mine at this point. Where is Emma Margo Roberts?
Wasn't she in a movie?
Not Emma Roberts, Emma Margo Roberts.
Well, I thought I saw her with Mr. Craggs.
Mr. Craggs, okay, where can I find this man?
2 doors down.
Well, everyone's 2 doors down, aren't they? Thank you, Mrs. Perry. Please don't go back to your screaming. Ow! Let's all go, please. Do you know, if they timed their screams right and long enough, they could do that bit. Was it Black Sabbath? Iron Maiden? We did the... You know, that sort of thing. I may know from Shrek when Snow White did that.
Oh, hello.
Oh, who are you?
I'm Mr. Craggs.
Oh! For once, someone's wearing a support. In fact, you're not even where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be 2 doors down. We're about to see you.
Ah, Pastor Kevin. Be getting loads of your former clients. They're not clients, they're my parishioners. They're my flock. Seems you're not doing a good enough job. But it's me that's been able to open up their eyes. Is that a book you have in your hand? Well done, ma'am. What's your name? Laura. Oh, is that Laura Sandago? Yes. Oh, you and Billy. I've heard all about Billy. You guys should really come to my counseling. We're doing well. Fact, no, I really could open your horizons. That's not why we're here.
No, we're here for Emma Margo Roberts.
What, the actress?
No! Not Margo Robbie and not Emma Roberts. Emma Margo Roberts.
Oh, her. She's a bit...
You're great with not being impatient, confidentiality. You're about to just blurt her out.
Well, you want to know where she is, I'm assuming.
Yes, I do. Where was she?
Well, she just left here.
Oh, boy. Oh, we better go and find her.
Listen, I wasn't making a stupid observation about the book. I was knowing that you had a book in your hand and all. I was just interested in the fact that it says, I've got to be me.
Honey, this is a Jane Payne story. I ain't got time for that.
No, I think it's that Glynis Reynolds book. I'm just wondering if that's what you use to counsel everybody. Oh, this is none of your business, so unless you want to take some of my counselling session. Well, see you later, bye.
Oh Lord, that was observant enough. Now let's go quickly before we lose this lady. Oh, chasing her around town all day. This is Emma Margo Roberts. Stop in the name of love.
That's what I've been trying to do here, stop here for the name of love.
There's nothing I do's been working. Emma, what's the matter?
Well, me and Lara have been hitting a rough patch.
You have?
Well, he hasn't been replying to my messages.
Okay, so you two are both hit?
Well, no, just me. I thought I would go and get some counseling for the both of us.
But you're not married, you're just going out.
I know, but I really want this to work. I mean, I know he's famous and all this, so bad, but I just wonder why I did well to push him away. Maybe it caused too much attention with the belly dance and the snakes and all, but I thought we were closer than that.
Has anyone suggested to you about this relationship that...
Oh wait, I got a text. Oh, it's Lyle! He's talking to me! Oh! This is so perfect.
What's perfect?
He's invited me to go with him to an event.
Oh, and he has.
Really? What kind of it?
Is it like a red carpet thing? Have they stopped striking yet, those silly actors?
No, it's a play that his brother's in. It's actually a school play.
His brother?
Well, yeah, his brother's quite well known, his big celebrity, but Miss Isadel managed a real big snag, it looks like, to bring him into the play. And so Lyle is gonna watch him there at the play. And so I'm gonna, well, he's invited me to be there, and we're gonna be public for the first of us together. It'd be amazing to be boyfriend and girlfriend. Out and about, it will really serve everyone.
And can I just see where this event is?
Oh, of course.
Kevin, you're free on that night.
Well, I wasn't.
No, you're free now. Laura, you're free on that night.
Well, I wasn't, but yeah.
Yeah, now you're free. Looks like we're all gonna go and see this show of yours. This is gonna be so fantastic, Emma.
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grassville. I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for coming aboard. Always great to have you. Do see there's books you can buy, see below at the description. And remember, as always, there's other episodes you can tune to. Please tell others about the show. That's mainly the main reason the show can get out is by this way. But until next time, bye for now.